Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. We are here live tonight at Hallelujah Acres, and we're very pleased to join you. You don't want to miss it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great program for you. We want you to get your Bible. We want you to get your concordances. We want you to get out your geography book. And we're going to bring you some startling facts that a lot of people are not privy to. You're going to be blessed tonight if you're looking for truth. If you're not looking for truth, then you're going to be disappointed. Simply because the people that have traditionally taken what they think the Bible says, and the Bible said, search the scriptures wherein you think you've got it figured out, you better wait for those who are able to lead you into the truth. The Bible says, how can you hear without a preacher? Most people try to get on their own, and then they follow some man and try to prove their points in the Bible and things of this nature. A lot of people like to go to these traditional churches like tonight. The Christian churches are full of people that think that this is the birthday of Christ, the Messiah. The bars, the honky-tonks, the revelry, the drunkenness, all of the sinners, a lot of Christians, I might add, they're out doing the same thing, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a season of revelry. It's a season of eating, drinking, and being merry, just like the Bible said it would be in the time to come of Revelation. Now, where was he born? We're going to talk about that tonight. Then tomorrow night, we're going to give you the time frame of when he was born. Certainly wasn't in December the 25th. That's the time that the S-U-N was traditionally, paganistically observed. And Christian tradition states that the Messiah that they call Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea. That's now in Palestine. That's where the war's all about. This is 6 miles or 10 kilometers south of Jerusalem. That's kilometers, I guess it is, on the east side of the Patrix Highway that ran along the ridge between Shechem and Hebron. Now, we want you to pay close attention tonight in our study in the Bible. I hope you've got your Bible. You're going to need it. If you're interested in these facts, you say, well, what does that have to do? It doesn't matter where he was born. Well, ladies and gentlemen, part of the deception is the change of birthright of the firstborn. That's what we're talking about here tonight, as our message is about the firstborn. We know that he was born in a town called Bethlehem. Now, the question is, was it Bethlehem, Judea? Or was it Bethlehem Ephrathah like the Bible says it was? Is there a difference geographically? And the answer is an astounding yes. You've never been told this. However, if you really want the scriptures, and if you really want the truth, if you really are a spiritual bloodhound, you're going to track the blood, the bleeding Savior. You're going to track through his blood into the revelation of truth. And without the shedding of blood, there is no revelation. And ladies and gentlemen, he died to give you the facts. He died to open up the way for you. Now, there's a church tonight that is ringing its bells. It's located in Bethlehem, Judea. Was that the first Bethlehem in the Bible, Pastor Buddy? No, indeed it was not. Was there another Bethlehem? Yes, indeed there was. Was it in Judea? The answer is a resounding no. Where was it at? It was in Galilee, beyond Jordan, according to the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Unto us a son is born. That's the firstborn. Mary had never had a child. She was overshadowed by Yahweh himself. She conceived, and she brought forth a child at a particular geographical place on the earth. And if it wasn't important, if there wasn't a history, and if there wasn't a sacredness about this, I wouldn't be on this tonight. And yet tonight, everybody is worshiping and declaring that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea on the 25th of December. The first thing that I could add to that is that it's not correct. You're going to see that that's not correct. Now, I'm going to prove it's not correct geographically. I'm going to prove by the word that he was not born in Bethlehem, Judea. I've already proven to you time and time out. We have a $5,000 reward for anybody who can prove that he was a Jew. I've had no takers. And ladies and gentlemen, I marvel at the people that can run their mouth and boast when there's not a big dog on the porch. But when there's a big dog on the porch, the little dogs have to stay under the porch according to the tradition of that saying. We're not saying that we're the big dog. We're saying, ladies and gentlemen, that the big dog is a church full of deception that has chased all of Yahweh's people through tradition, through deceit, through covering, and through false assumptions about the Bible, traditional about the Bible. You see, Hitler said it best. Once you tell a lie and repeat it enough, it becomes accepted as the normal truth. That don't change and make it truth. It's just that people have heard it until they believe it, and they accept it as truth. And the Bible said you can believe a lie and be damned. Now, the location of the birth of Christ, geographically speaking now, is not, to most people, certain. They just take it that he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and that's what Acts, or that's what Matthew chapter 2 says. But is that true? Matthew 2 and 1 quotes Micah 5 and 2. Did they misquote Micah 5 and 2? And the answer is a resounding yes. There is the first clue, or the first drop of blood of revelation, that the bleeding Messiah, who wanted you to know and understand the truth, because he said, blessed are your eyes for they see, and blessed are your ears for they hear. Tonight, the blind, sitting in the church of Nativity around Bethlehem singing Christmas carols on December the 25th, just like they did in the worship of the false pagan god Tammuz and his goddess Ashtoreth, Nimrod, and finally the Baals of ancient past, where they changed the truth of Yahweh into a lie. They worshiped the creature more than the creator, and in Bethlehem, Judea tonight, they're only worshiping a creature, not a creator. The creator did not authorize anybody to worship him on December the 25th. That is a pagan day that is shock full, if you will, of historical events of paganism. The whore church of Revelation 17 adopted this tradition and incorporated it into a Christian theology which is full of holes. We're going to punch a few in it tonight, and we're going to you geographically the location of the birthplace of the Messiah. I'm going to prove to you that the Patriarch's Highway that we mentioned here, and we're going to prove to you that Ephratah is not Bethlehem, Judea. The word itself has been accepted or ignored, in most cases ignored, because the lying pen of the scribes of Matthew chapter 2 have drilled it into your head through the New Testament and the whole church, which was in charge of the scriptures of the New Testament for 1,500 years, kept under wrap, not revealed, concealed, if you will, until a reasonable time of tradition of these false scriptures. You say, well, how could it be false, Pastor? But Matthew chapter 2, 1 verse through 6 is nothing but a lie. The Bible does not say that he's going to be born in Bethlehem, Judea. I want to make that very clear to you unbelieving, dumb, if you're a sheep, in this case, destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I mean, you'll fight the truth, but you'll uphold something that is a lie and back it up and practice it and cast the truth to the ground and despise those that are bringing it. I'm not out to make myself an enemy just for the truth's sake. I'm just preaching the truth and become an enemy for your sake, because you have been lied to so much. Micah 5 and 2 is proof that the anticipated Messiah, the promised one, would come not from Bethlehem, Judea, not be a member or a resident. I'm going to prove to you that the Messiah himself said he was kin and a resident in a place different than Bethlehem, Judea. Now, if he was kin, he was there, his parents were there, in this case, the mother, the father was there in spirit, in that body, that little body laying there. God was in Christ, laying not in Bethlehem, Judea, as these who have been hoodwinked won't have the truth, are not man or woman enough to accept the truth, because they love their tradition, and full well they reject Yahweh's laws and truth to keep their own tradition. Now, Micah 5 and 2, we're going to prove to you exactly geographically where Micah 5 and 2 of that city that is mentioned beyond Jordan. Now, remember, that's a key and a clue to geographical places that I'm going to take you that you've never been taken before, to prove to you that the Bethlehem that he was born in was not the Bethlehem of the traditionalists who have pulled off the greatest hijacking of a town created in one of their own, a facsimile, if you will, a pretending city, if you will. Did you know that the Bible says that the Messiah was a wanted man in Judea? That they had a warrant out for him because the ruling Sanhedrin run by the Edomites. I'm going to repeat that. The Sanhedrin court. The Sanhedrin Supreme Court of the territory of what you would call Israel was known as, collectively, as the land of Judea, that incorporated all of the territory that was controlled by the Jews, who had annexed, if you will, the northern territory and ruled it. And so the land of Judea was the land from the Jordan plumb up to the land of Zebulun in the north, which is 110 miles north of the town that he was supposed to be born in. Now, did you know that a fellow that has to give his name. His name is Abraham Oshera, a senior archaeologist with the Israeli Antiquities. Now, you people that believe that Israel is the promised land with the chosen people, you might ought to write this little name down. Let me spell it for you, and you look him up on your information network. A-V-I-R-A-M. Abraham. Oshera. O-S-H-R-I. A senior archaeologist with the Israeli Antiquities Authority recently wrote in a magazine, Menorah, the vast database of the Israeli Antiquities Authority, describes Bethlehem as an ancient site with Iron Age material and the 4th century Church of the Nativity and associated Byzantine and medieval buildings, but there is a complete absence. Listen to me now. There is a complete absence of information for antiquities from the Herodian period, that is, from the time of 2,000 years, approximately, of the birth of Christ. Now, let me show you something right here. Abraham Oshera, a senior archaeologist, says that basic, I'm going to quote him now, listen to me now, and I've said this for the last 20 years. This is a recent article. They're beginning to agree with Pastor Buddy. Archaeology is backing up what I have long been revealed to me when I read the 35th chapter of the book of Genesis. I knew that a lie had been perpetrated by the liars and the deceivers and the evil ones that call themselves Jews and are not, and have made this hero of the Christian faith, Christ Jesus here, they've made him, by hijacking the place he was born, they have hijacked the truth and moved it into the region where they were born and now associated, and now they have the sympathy of a Christian church one. This is why it was done. Christ said himself that they are liars. I'm going to prove to you that the Christ that we should worship was born north in a place, according to Genesis 35, that I'm going to prove to you was the home place of the firstborn birthright son of the house of Ephraim Joseph and not the house of Judah, which most people wrongly, deceivingly, or being deceived by the lying pen of the scribes and those who call themselves scribes, who Christ himself said, beware and watch them, for they are liars. Mr. Oshera said basic medical knowledge tells you that a heavily pregnant woman could not ride a donkey that kind of distance by the distance itself without losing her baby. It would have taken them over a week. Now, there's no scripture that says she rode a donkey. He's just saying that that was their mode of travel, and probably was. However, Joseph might not have been able to afford a donkey. And remember now, he's going back to his home territory to register, to pay his taxes, because the Romans had imposed a taxation upon the house of Israel. All residents must report back to the origin of birth. Joshua, in chapter 15 through chapter 18. The distributing of the land was to tribal instincts of those who were possessed with the territory. Joseph was a son of David. David was a son of Jesse. Jesse was a son of Obed. Obed was a son of Boaz. Boaz was the kinsman redeemer to Amalek. Amalek was an Ephraimite. Boaz was an Ephraimite. Obed was an Ephraimite. Jesse was an Ephraimite. David was an Ephraimite, and according to the word, the Messiah, Christ, would come through the birthright son of the Ephraimite because his lineage was closely connected to the bloodline, not of the Jews. Remember, we got $5,000 reward waiting on you, Jews, or Jew sympathizers, or Jew lovers, and you bark, but you don't bite. You can believe a lie, but when the truth comes, you'll lay low. You know why you lay low? Because the Word is forever settled in heaven, and nothing can be added to it, and the Word, W-O-R-D, the written Word, not some fizzle word of some fizzle prophet that thinks he knows something when he knows nothing. Prove all things by the written Word, and by the written Word we can prove the bloodline association with the house of Ephraim as the birthright, and no other tribe, get this now, no other tribe in the 12 tribes had any promise of the Messiah coming from their bloodline except the birthright son of Joseph Ephraim. I'm going to repeat that for you who cannot be persuaded through the facts and the truth. The birthright son had to be come from, he had to come from the birthright tribe of Jacob Israel. Now, I'm going to ask you a question right there. Who is the birthright son of Jacob? That would have been Joseph, not Judah. Some people believe that Judah had a right to the birthright, because he had a scepter. The Bible says he prevailed over his brethren, and the scepter would depart. Yeah, he took the scepter as the authority in the 11 tribes, because the 11th tribe, Joseph, was removed from the family through deceit, and Judah played a very important part in the removal of Joseph from the family. It was Reuben, the firstborn, who had lost his birthright, who forfeited his birthright because he was the firstborn of the family of Jacob. He forfeited it through laying with one of the wives of Jacob. He forfeited it to Jacob, who gave it only, exclusively, to Joseph, and from Joseph, according to the 49th chapter and the 24th verse, the stone shepherd, the Messiah, the one you call Christ Jesus, would come from that bloodline. And if you got anything else contrary to that, then you need to call Pastor Buddy up. And you need to give me book, verse, and chapter. You say, well, what about Perez? What about Perez? Was he the firstborn of Judah? Yeah. Because he's in the lineage of Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a lesson in the Word. For as or Zara, neither one, was Judah's firstborn. So they wouldn't have a right to the birthright, even if they had been in line for it with a living birthright son who was Shelah, not Phares or Zara. They were not even qualified for the birthright. And we're giving you facts. We're not giving you fiction. We're not giving you imagination of our foolish heart. We're giving you the Word which would turn your foolish heart to wisdom if you'd receive it. But the Bible said, we pop to you, you won't dance. You're full of tradition. Full well you reject Yahweh's Word to keep your tradition. Go ahead and worship. Jesus is a Jew. He wasn't a Jew. The Word says he wasn't. The Word confirms he wasn't. There was no promise ever made in the Bible that the Messiah would come from the house of Judah. Be it from the house of Zara, be it from the house of Shelah, or any other of Jacob's offspring, not one qualified scripture gives you any authorization to say that Christ came from that blood. Now, the bloodline he did come from is provable. He is a perfect type of Joseph. And from Joseph, this stone shepherd, the stone shepherd is what I'm fixing to read you here tonight in the Bible of Genesis chapter 35. You say, well, why did they call him the stone shepherd, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very easy to find out why that the Messiah, the promised one, coming from the birthright house. I told you that Shelah was a product of a Canaanite. Judah's firstborn son, who would have the firstborn privilege to produce a Messiah type, lost it. In the book of Genesis, chapter 46, verse 12, when he produced an offspring for birthright named Shelah from Shua, the Canaanite woman from Judah's bloodline, thus Christ, in the 8th chapter, in the 37th verse, reproves the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who he warned us to beware of, when they came up and said, we are Abraham's children. And Christ didn't deny that. He admitted that they were Abraham's seed. But he said, you are born of a fornicating blood. You are born from an unauthorized entry into the house of Israel, and no way can you inherit in my kingdom. Where I go, you cannot come. You have no authorization from my covenant because you have a polluted, fornicated bloodline. And they said, we be not born of fornication. Did that change the fact that they were? No, it didn't. They hid it, they denied it, but they noted it, cut them to their heart that they were victims of the union of the stupidity. Let me phrase this exactly like the Spirit's telling me to phrase it. Remember the word dumb? The Messiah used the word repeatedly throughout the Scriptures as dumb, stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and soul. And so the stupidity or the dumbness of Judah exempted him from ever having a birthright son in the lineage of Christ by marrying a Canaanite and fusing his royal blood with the blood of a snake. And you would have have the audacity to stand in front of me and use your lip-syncing ability, because you ain't got no scriptures. You just got what you think you got. You got what seems right. And the Bible said, that which you seem to have will be taken away from you when you're turned away and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Christ knew that these Pharisees mixed blood with the house of Judah, who had taken over the chief seats and ruled, according to 1 Chronicles 2:55, as opposed to 1 Chronicles 5:1-2, Ladies and gentlemen, get your ducks in a row. If you want to debate this, we'll have a debate about who is who and who is a Jew or who is a snake that slipped into the house of Israel through the stupidity, the failure. It's heart-wrenching. Blood mistake of Judah when he brought forth a firstborn named Shua. You can sweep him under the rug and get Zara and Perez in there. They're not firstborn. No way will I ever permit you to go over the covenant word of Yahweh. Yahweh said it must be, the covenant must be to the firstborn. The firstborn in Judah's family was Shelah. He loved him. He hid him. Yahweh killed the first two of that connection of that marriage. Yahweh killed the first two and would have killed the other one had not Judah and Judah's love for this offspring. He loved the snake. And you love the snakes, and you love to be deceived by the snakes. A snake has an ability to charm. They're charming. But ladies and gentlemen, you better break the spell of this hypnotic stupidity and come out of her, my people, and come to Yahweh and repent of your evil deeds and confess the truth that only Joseph and his house had a promise that the Messiah would come from that bloodline. And if you think that Yahweh didn't deliver, you are a liar. You are a double liar to think that Yahweh wouldn't, a God, to stand on his own word, and it's provable in this text here of the book of Genesis, chapter 35, and verse 3. I'm going to have to hurry. My time is moving on, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to have to hurry to even cover one third of this message tonight. Arise, Jacob said, let us go to Bethel. Now, Bethel is not down in the southern region of Judah. I want you to know that Bethel is 18 to 20 miles north of Jerusalem. I want you to know that Jerusalem was not a territory of Judah. I want you to get that straight in your geography lesson for you tonight. Do not think that the Jews owned Jerusalem. They did not. It belonged to the house of Rachel's offspring, Binyamin, and Ephraim bordered right there in this territory where I'm talking about tonight, Bethel, where it is listed that he made an altar unto Yahweh and answered me in this day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. Now, I want to drop down verse 6 for the sake of time. I apologize for rushing, but I've got to. So Jacob came to Luz, L-U-Z, which is in the land of Canaan. That is Bethel. Luz was the ancient city renamed by Jacob as Bethel, the house where God visited me, the house where Yahweh presented himself for the first time to me, where I built an altar, where I chose this as my home place. This is the land or the place that Joseph would come to inherit as a double live north in Bethel in the region territory of Galilee? Would it be kin to those in Bethlehem, Judea, who were notorious for being bloodline associated with a snake? Or would it be up north who detested even Joshua? He commanded that Judah, with their strange bloodline affiliation, stay south. He made a partition, and the first partition to join Judah to the south was Benjamin to the north. The territory of Jerusalem, the Mount of Zion, at that time was indeed a Canaanite stronghold, and was until David captured it, and he still couldn't drive them out. The first place called for worship was Shechem, north in Galilee. I realize that Israel sinned, and Yahweh removed them from the land. You get the whole story here, but I'm giving you a geography lesson tonight. The land is Bethel, and all the people that were with him. And he built an altar and called the place El Beth El. El is Yahweh or Elohim. House of bread. This is where Yahweh and the angels, where he slept on the stone. This is the territory that was promised to the birthright son of Jacob. It was the authority of Yahweh to have this place called the house of bread. If you want to eat defiled bread, go south to Bethlehem, Judea. If you want to eat the pleasant bread, and the bread that is not defiled with a corrupted bloodline, come north to the other Bethlehem, which is approximately, according to the archaeologist, a Jew himself, that there is no evidence that there was any evidence of a place called Bethlehem, Judea, but he found a place, continuing in the article, and I ain't going to have time to even cover the article, let alone give you a geography lesson here, so I must hurry on, but he says that the place in the north, when they excavated it, they found all kinds of evidence that this was the synagogue place, according to Mark chapter 6, verse 1, that the Messiah resided in and attended in, because it said he was kin to these people in the north. It does not say that he was kin by the bloodline kindred of a firstborn to that place in the south. He acknowledged in the 8th chapter of the book of John that they were bloodline serpents mixed with the blood of Israel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is not one promise that Judah would have the birthright son. So then you must confess that the birthright belonged to the house of Joseph, and the Messiah was a promised Messiah to come from that bloodline. Verse 11. And Yahweh said unto me, I am Yahweh Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply a nation and a company of nations. Listen to me, here's the prophecy. Verse 11 of Genesis 34. He's 35. He's fixing the gift, the promised advent of a Messiah Savior to come to redeem his children by the birthright firstborn son of the house of Rachel. And Yahweh said, I am he, the Almighty, be fruitful and multiply a nation and a company of nations. A nation, what's that mean? That means the birthright nation that would be over all the rest of the nations of the house of Israel, which included Judah, one-twelfth of the equation here, who did not have a firstborn son qualified because he had Canaanite blood in him. Zara didn't even have any qualifications to be a birthright son because he wasn't firstborn. Neither was Zara. So then, ladies and gentlemen, get your ducks in order, and if you want to debate this, the debate is on. We'll just get right down to a lot of brass tacks that I won't even have time to cover tonight. It's very embarrassing if you want to read these scriptures. Let me give you another lesson here. This is the land I gave Abraham and Isaac. And to you I give it. This land, Bethel, this will be the place of the birth of the future Messiah that will come. This was in 1950 B.C., ladies and gentlemen, almost 2,000 years before the Advent. I gave this land to thy seed. After thee, I will give the land to thy seed. And Yahweh went up from him in the place where he talked with him. He talked with him, not in Bethlehem, Judea. There's not a recorded scripture in the Bible where he ever spoke to Jacob in Bethlehem, Judea. He spoke to him in Bethel, Ephratah. And Jacob set up a pillar. Here's the stone shepherd pillar, ladies and gentlemen. Verse 14. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering upon it, and he poured oil. This is a symbol of the territory, or a marker. Do not remove the landmark where he built his altar, where the stone of Jacob, the stone shepherd, would come from, according to Genesis 49, verse 24. And Jacob called the name of that place where he spoke with him Bethel, 18 miles north of Jerusalem. Jerusalem was the territory of Rachel's children, not Judah. Verse 16. Now we're going to show you exactly where Ephratah is. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephra. Remember, if it went the other way, if it went south, it would have been over 30 miles down to the place where they now say that Bethlehem Ephratah is. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor, and it came to pass that her midwife said, "Fear not, you're going to have this son." That was Benjamin. And it came to pass, as her soul was dying, she died in Ephratah. I'm going to repeat this. Thou Bethlehem Ephratah, thou Bethlehem Ephratah, not thou Bethlehem Judea, as the lying pen of the scribes of Matthew chapter 2 said. Thou Bethlehem Ephratah. Ephratah, look up the word. Ephraimite, look up the word. Strong's number 773. In the northern territory of Israel, she died. Verse 19. And you know, this is so sad. Yeah, there's pilgrims over there right now in the place that they call Bethlehem, Judea. And they go down to a place where they got a stone heap, a building there. They have a building there, a little place, a little sepulcher where the Christians go. Because the Jews tell them that's where that Rachel's buried. They're liars. She's not buried there. The Bible will tell you exactly where she's buried geographically. And ladies and gentlemen, we have to get the maps, because people will not, they cannot accept this truth that I'm teaching you, that Ephratah was north of Bethlehem, Judea. She's not buried down in Bethlehem, Judea, the birthplace of Christ. Deuteronomy verse 19, and Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephratah, not Judea, which is Bethlehem, the house of bread. Bethel, associated with Ephratah. Thou, Ephratah, though thou be little compared to the thousands of Judah, yet out of you, though you be little compared to the masses of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the rod that will rule in the heavens and on the earth. Where was the Messiah born? Ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at the birthplace right here, but you won't believe it. You're listening to the prophet Micah, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, not Bethlehem Judea. You say, well, it's the same place, glory to God. See, these people that have run this over you and told you, they won't even tell you what I told you because they know you're going to read Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and you're going to take what the lying scribe said. They lied. He didn't say Bethlehem, Judea. They wanted you to believe that so they could win your sympathy and that Christ would come out of the house of Judah, which was a corrupted bloodline for headship. Not one promise, nowhere in the Bible, and I challenge anybody under the sound of my voice to present one scripture where that the Messiah, the birthright Messiah, would come from the house of Judah. Speak now, forever hold your peace. And Jacob set up a pillar unto her grave, and that is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. So, Rachel's grave is not in Bethlehem, Judea. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, I know I went over there, and I went over there, and these people would die to get over there. They'd give their front seat in hell to get over there, to be deceived. And they run over there, and these lying Jews, and you say, oh, there ain't no such thing. Well, then your Messiah that you believe in lied in Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. I didn't write the book. I just know what they do. They lie. They cheat. They steal because their offspring blooded through Israel, but blooded through the snake. They got just enough of the snake's blood in them to deceive the very elect, and they will. But those who are wise, and ladies and gentlemen, I just wish I had another couple hours to get into this and to break it down solid. But I've got hours and hours and hours on the true location. They're already posted by our webmaster, Brother Bob, on www.oneyahweh.com. Now that's www.oneyahweh.com. You can find evidence of scriptures, messages that I have preached, verse, book, and chapter, that I don't have to open up a Bible to read it. I've read it before. I've done my study time, over 50 years in the Bible of studying. That's why that I can safely stand here tonight and perform this message in your hearing, if you're listening in, and I know it may have cut you to your heart with my boldness, and you may take it as arrogancy. It's not. It's love of trying to get you to see the truth. That the birthright son would have to come from the house of Joseph, the birthright son, not one other son throughout the Bible. Not one. Not one other son that was to have the birthright came from any other tribe but the house of Joseph. From this, the prophet freedom of the Bible, and they'll still question you and say he was a Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, how blind, how dumb are the sheep that are led to the slaughter and won't open their mouth for the truth, but will open their mouth against the truth and lay all the way to hell and be destroyed with the deceivers that come purposely to destroy the sheep. It's a shame. It is a shame. If Christ didn't come through Joseph, then he's not come yet. Because the promises and the covenants and everything was regulated to the birthright, not the scepter. The scepter doesn't mean one thing without the birthright. And the birthright did not, I repeat, the birthright did not go to any other of the sons but Joseph. Now, you say, well, now, where in the Bible does it say that Christ was from Joseph? Where does it say in the Bible, a better question, that Christ is from Judah? You say, well, I know, I'll give you a book for Judges. Well, give it to me. I want to know where he said that he was from the blood of Judah. Well, he had kinship before Judah sinned and brought in an illegal, fornicated blood of the Canaanites. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the snake got into the house through the bloodline of Judah. And the lying Jews, who are part Jewish and part Canaanite, this is where you've got to draw the line and study, come to attention. Study to show yourself approved rather than deceived. If you want to listen to a preacher, study yourself. I've done my studying. I've done my time. You do yours. Prove all things. And if you can prove me wrong, then you stand on your feet like a man or a woman and come and show me where I'm wrong. That there is a Christ bloodline from the house of Judah. You show me one scripture. And I'll be satisfied to tell you that something is wrong, something is rotten, because you can't change the birthright. It was forever settled that the house of Joseph would have it. It was forever settled and was understood by all of those in the Bible that knew that he was from, and that it was prophesied that he was from the house of Joseph. All of his kinfolks were Ephraimites, not Judites. I done proved that to you. And the kinsman redeemer was from the house of Ephraim, Joseph. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to go. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRV 3.185. I'll give you this little Christmas message, because it's not Christmas. The word Christmas is a Christ mass. Well, everybody that's massing tonight is massing on the wrong date. I'm going to give you the correct date tomorrow night. You don't want to miss this. I'll show you it wasn't born on December the 25th. I'm going to show you it was a paganistic lie, and people love a lie. I can't change this. I can't change the structural nature of a sheep. He's dumb. But the Bible says, when my sheep hear the shepherd and the shepherd of truth, then they will follow that shepherd, because my sheep know my voice, and his voice will speak through his prophets, and the prophets will confirm the word with signs following. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, and I'm here at Hallelujah Acres. Dr. Gary is with me tonight. Praise Yahweh. And we're here at Hallelujah Acres live around the world on WWRB. If you'd like to call Dr. Gary in business hours, 1-877-289-7439. We'd be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to write me tonight, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Write me. Talk to me about this. You'll see that Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous will run into it, and they will be safe. the signs will follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall take up serpents, they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Write me, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me. Area code 423-338-1972. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you tomorrow night around the world. And the blessings of Yahweh be upon you.
Thank you.